The Fake Show podcast is sponsored by the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen, North 5th Brewing Company, Threads of Envy, The Tone Factory Recording Studios, Moonshot.com T-shirt Designs, and by Mr. Antenna. Now your host, Jim Tofte.
Ross Valerie is the original bass player for Journey, starting with that core four that included Greg Raleigh, Neil Schon, and Ainsley Dunbar. The band would eventually evolve with vocalist Steve Perry and drummer Steve Smith, helping the band reach early fame in the late 70s. They have since gone on to the Rock Hall, and now Valerie is releasing his debut solo album, as I've got Ross Valerie on the line right now from his home in East Bay, California.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hello, Ross. I'm great. Thank you. Welcome, and congratulations on the debut solo album, All of the Above. I guess, in a way, it was decades in the making, yeah?
Given that some of the songs for the most part some were written long ago and just sat around for a while, many of the song ideas I would jam with people, but just in the last 10 years in between Journey tours, I began finishing what I started, and it turns out there's a whole lot of material and certainly a lot of variety, as you may tell. There's a very eclectic collection, and I'm just really happy that I have the freedom to just put all this material out and share it with the world.
I'm telling you, Wild Kingdom, that could be on some kind of a movie soundtrack. It's very cinematic, really a beautiful song.
It is, and I had more compliments and comments similar to yours. A lot of the songs do lend themselves to a cinematic approach. That's true. That'd be nice to land that song in a movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. You enlisted so many great players on this album, your former Journey drummer, the excellent Steve Smith, and among others. That must have been great to put it together with all those guys that you love.
It really was and has been. I was really fortunate to have available so many fine musicians, and my effort was to place them in the songs that they have the most talent and that they're best suited for. Many of the musicians, at least at the time in which the recordings were made, were actually local. I think Steve Smith was probably the exception. He was rolling through town when he recorded Nightflower with me, but practically everyone else, a long list of fine musicians, were or have been local. So I would have the opportunity to have them come and record as they were in town. Mark Russo with the Doobie Brothers, Carl Perazzo for many of the percussion parts on the album is also local, and he's been playing for decades with Carlos Santana. And Greg Arrigo is the local guy. So Miles Schon actually lives in Los Angeles, but he made it up. He was living in the area when that was recorded. So I'm very, very happy to have had all these people available in the area.
In the earliest days of Journey, when it was just that core four, you, Neil, Greg, and Ainsley, there was a song called Here We Are that was really a heavy, psychedelic, Beatlesque type of a song. What do you recall about putting those songs together with those guys back in the 70s?
Well, in the first three albums of the band, there were certainly vocal-oriented songs there, but for the most part, there was a lot of instrumental fusion and experimental music. I think not unlike what I'm doing now. In fact, my contributions to writing was more prevalent in the early days. So there's a slight comparison. But we at that time, as Journey, we just played what inspired us. And of course, it was a part of the music scene in San Francisco where there was a lot more freedom to just play what you're motivated to play. And so that was, a different band and a different style, which I enjoyed a lot. Not to say that I didn't enjoy what followed.
Yeah. I think it was 1978 that Feeling That Way and Anytime were paired together on rock radio. I'm trying to recall. I seem to remember Feeling That Way began as a Greg Raleigh track called Velvet Curtain. Is that true?
You have that right. And Velvet Curtains was the title of that piece when we recorded the demo album prior to our first CBS offering, prior to the first album. So there's a whole other album that's behind the curtain, so to speak, that preceded the first Journey album in 1975. And also, the first album included a fifth member, George Tickner, on guitar, who wrote some of the more remarkable songs on the first album. But yeah, you had that right. There's some background to some of the songs, like Feeling That Way.
I just started to think that with the Infinity album and your appearances on Midnight Special, which was pre-MTV, there started to be this, there was a buzz that started to be created with Journey, yeah?
Yes, and that was definitely related to the arrival of Steve Perry.
Right.
In 1978. And Anytime and Feeling That Way was probably the best combination of both singers, Greg Raleigh and Steve Perry. Those were both done in as a duet.
Yeah, and you know, there's another song that kind of is along those lines, just the same way, that was released, and I seem to remember producer Roy Thomas Baker, he really layered Greg and Steve's vocals. I mean, doubled and tripled their parts, right?
Exactly. Well, he brought this recording technique from what he learned and refined with Queen, which is taking each voice or even each guitar part and recording it two or three times. And so that layering effect, yes. Yeah, exactly. And that's also somewhat of a duet. So there was a pattern there with two lead singers and finding the best way to combine them both. Yeah, Roy Baker, very inventive producer.
I loved your speech when Journey was inducted into the Rock Hall. I'm wondering, did you have a chance to just kind of privately sit and have a conversation with Steve Perry at that time?
Oh yeah, we got together backstage and visited for the first time in years, and it was a great experience to see not only Steve but a majority of the players across the years on the same stage. That was quite a momentous occasion. Yeah.
And everybody seemed to continue to point to Herbie Herbert, who kind of put it all together, didn't he?
Yes, the man behind the men, Herbie Herbert. Herbie Herbert was the organization, the motivation, and the focus in putting Journey together as a managing partner for decades. Yeah, Herbie played an incredible part in forming the band and organizing the entire business that surrounded it. It would not have happened without him. There was certainly a great amount of talent to work with, but in order to enter the music business, you have to have more than talent. And Herbie brought his talent. And that is the theme of quite a few speeches from the band members at the Hall of Fame, is to recognize the man behind the band.
Yeah. Well, and as before I let you go, as huge of a downloaded song, Don't Stop Believing has become, isn't it amazing after all this time? I think it was 1981 it came out, but it barely cracked the top 10 then, right, Ross?
That I don't recall, but what we do know is over time, it has actually just increased in popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were just a few years ago, it was announced or touted as the most downloaded, and then of course just recently Forbes magazine says the most successful. I'm just amazed by that. Wouldn't you think maybe it could be an Elvis tune or a Beatles tune? It is. I'm not gonna look a gift horse in the mouth, but it's just an amazing announcement.
Oh, very spiritual, and of course it was on The Sopranos finale and all that stuff. Yep. So, Ross, your first solo album, All of the Above, it comes out April 12th on iTunes and all the major platforms. The newest single, Wild yep. Kingdom, is excellent. It's available now. Ross, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this. Good luck with the album.
Thank you, Jim.
The current edition of Journey features Neil Schon, singer Arnel Pineda, and keyboardist Jonathan Kane. As to the question, would Ross Valerie ever reunite with his former bandmates? He says, unlikely, but never say never. That's it for this episode of the Fake Show Podcast. I'm Jim Tofte. Thank you so much for stopping by. I'll see you next time.
Listen to The Fake Show anywhere on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, and thefakeshow.com.